With the widespread adoption of the internet, digital marketing quickly took the business world by storm. It rapidly eclipsed traditional marketing, making it the top priority for any business aiming to establish its brand. For a long time, the backbone of digital marketing was third-party cookies. Cookies are small programs that a website can store on your computer after you visit it. Cookies tracked users across sites, collected behavioral data, and enabled targeted advertising. Unsurprisingly, as cookies became more prevalent and customers were made aware of how exactly marketers were targeting them, cookies began to be seen as a gross violation of a person's privacy. Nobody has the right to track your online activity, not even the government. The world as a whole has begun to shift towards this kind of privacy. Many laws, such as the GDPR, have prohibited cookies and data collection without the user's explicit consent. Even browsers have started to phase out third-party cookies. So, how can digital marketing evolve and move past its reliance on cookies? The answer is to accept the new privacy economy and use trust as the new currency. Let's check this out in more detail. Why the cookieless shift matters. The way third-party cookies worked was that a website would install a small tracker in your browser. This tracker would send information about the user's internet activity to its owner. As such, when cookies are enabled, third parties were able to use retargeting ads that followed users around the internet, audience segmentation based on browsing habits, measurement of cross-site conversions. Due to privacy concerns, many modern browsers have removed this feature. Safari and Firefox have already disabled this capability, and Google Chrome has followed suit with its Manifest V3 update. For marketers, this signals the end of easy access to behavioral data, meaning they must find new ways to collect this data or find an alternative solution. How companies still track without cookies, often unethically. Sadly for consumers, the end of cookies doesn't mean the end of tracking. Technology enables numerous stealthier methods that companies now rely on to collect data. The problematic thing is that many of these methods don't require consumer consent. Let's list a few of these methods. Browser fingerprinting. Identifying users by unique combinations of system details, fonts, graphics card, time zone, etc. This is possible because when you visit a website, during the SSL handshake, your browser has to share some information with the server. That information is visible to anyone who has server-side access. Ad companies also receive this data if you interact with their ads, so they can profile your device and track it across websites using that data as an alternative to cookies. IP tracking. Your IP address is a central tracking element that doesn't change frequently. Advertising companies can track you by logging activity against your publicly assigned IP address. While this is less precise due to many devices using the same public IP address, it is still close enough to know what kind of ads will be preferred by the people behind that IP. CNAME cloaking, masking third-party trackers behind a site's own subdomain. The way this works is that the website uses a CNAME record to point one of its subdomains to a third-party tracker, such as an ad tech domain. To your browser, it appears you're on the same site as the original domain, but in reality, you are on a different one and are being tracked without cookies. This also poses security concerns because you don't know if the site you are being redirected to via CNAME is even secure or not. Session replay scripts. A session replay script is a piece of JavaScript code that records clicks, scrolls, and keystrokes in real time. This data is usually stored by the website and then analyzed later on. Originally, session replay scripts were primarily used as a tool for UX research. They were used to check why people would not click on CTAs and why they would leave web pages without taking meaningful action. However, they can just as easily be used to create profiles of website visitors and track their activities. These practices keep the ad machine running and expose the ethical gap between what's allowed and right. How to protect yourself against such practices? There are many ways to protect yourself from such tracking methods. They don't require a lot of technical knowledge. In fact, if you are computer literate, you can easily use these methods. Let's get into it. How to prevent browser fingerprinting. Modern browsers prioritize privacy. They mask the data shared or sent to websites when performing the handshake. The Brave and Firefox browsers are good examples of this. Here are some other things you can do. Keep one browser for personal logins, such as Gmail and banking, and another for casual browsing. This makes it harder to connect your identity everywhere. Don't install too many unique extensions. Extensions are easily identified as exceptional, so each one adds to your fingerprint. You can test whether your fingerprint is being blocked or not by using an online tool. Many tools that reveal details about your IP address or ISP also display your exposed browser fingerprint. For example, the My IP tool can display information such as browser, processor, and operating system. It will display unknown or incorrect information if your anti-fingerprinting techniques are effective. How to prevent IP tracking. To block IP tracking, consider the following tactics. Use a VPN. Even a basic, trusted VPN service will hide your home IP address and provide you with a new one. Or use your phone's data sometimes. Switching networks changes your public IP address, which disrupts tracking continuity. Once again, an IP checker like the one above will indicate whether your public IP address has changed or not. How to avoid falling for CNAME cloak trackers. To avoid falling for CNAME cloak trackers, it is recommended to install a powerful ad blocker. On any browser other than Chrome, you can install uBlock Origin, which is a free ad blocker that automatically blocks CNAME cloaked trackers as well. If you are using Chrome, browse the Chrome Web Store to find a suitable ad blocker. It also helps to avoid visiting websites you don't entirely trust. Reputable websites don't use CNAME cloaking because it is a violation of GDPR and other privacy laws. Questionable websites are more likely to use it, so avoid using those based on your judgment. How to avoid session replay scripts? To avoid session replay scripts, the top answer, once again, is to use uBlock Origin. It blocks JavaScript code that is used to record sessions and events. If you are using Chrome, you need to be more cautious, as uBlock no longer works on this browser. Here's what you can do to increase your security and prevent tracking. Don't type sensitive info unless you trust the site. Replay scripts can record forms, so it's better to be cautious. Glance at consent pop-ups. If a site asks to record your experience or mentions UX analytics, that may include replay scripts, so deny those. This is how consumers can protect themselves. Now let's examine how companies can become more ethical and utilize various marketing strategies in a cookieless world. Building trust through first-party data. Privacy laws stipulate that any data must be collected with the individual's consent. It must be sold or shared with explicit consent. That's why companies must pivot to transparent and voluntary data collection in the new privacy economy. This includes first-party data. Data collected directly from interactions on your own website, signups, purchases, feedback, reviews. If you do this instead of buying it from a data broker, you will generate more trust in your audience. Zero-party data. This refers to information users willingly share. Any information gathered through surveys or direct feedback via emails, chats, and other methods can be categorized in this way. Own channels. For any channels that you own where explicit consent is required for data collection, such as email lists, SMS subscriptions, loyalty apps, etc., you can collect data from them. This approach returns power to consumers and rewards brands that offer value in exchange for information. Alternative strategies for the cookieless era. Instead of trying to collect data in legitimate and ethical ways, there are some alternative methods you can use that don't breach privacy at all and don't require as much effort. In a world where privacy has become increasingly more important, brands that put privacy first will become more trusted than their competitors. Here are some of the great ways of digital marketing that don't breach an individual's privacy. Contextual advertising. In contextual advertising, marketers place ads based on the page content rather than the user's history. Therefore, a web page about sports will typically include ads related to sports, sporting gear, event tickets, and other relevant products. Privacy-first analytics. Privacy-first analytics refer to using tools that measure the performance of your web pages and ads without storing personal data. This works because the collected data is not personalized. It's aggregated and anonymized. So instead of seeing things like John Doe from LA clicked X times on the web page from their Windows laptop, you will see 100 people from LA clicked on the web page. The data collected in this way is neither shared nor stored. Only the inferences drawn from it are. Google has already implemented this functionality in Google Analytics for some time now. Finally, privacy-focused analytics make it a point not to track visitors across different sites. The EU, in particular, strictly enforces these rules, so abiding by them will protect your site from getting erased. Cohort-based models. Google's Topics API and other aggregated systems categorize users into broad categories instead of tracking individual users. This ties back into the privacy-focused analytics. By analyzing website visitors as groups instead of individuals, you not only protect their privacy, but also serve them the most relevant ads. Examples of cohorts include tech enthusiasts, fashion conscious, and sports enthusiasts, among others. Creative engagement. This refers to companies using digital campaigns in ways that encourage customers to engage in activities where they willingly provide first-party data. Therefore, campaigns that utilize interactivity, such as quizzes and surveys, to invite participation while building first-party data all fall under the category of creative engagement. This is the foundation of inbound marketing, turning privacy into a competitive advantage. Marketers who embrace privacy aren't at a disadvantage. They're ahead of the curve. Consumers increasingly value trust and control over their data. Brands that are transparent about what they collect, why they collect it, and how it benefits users will stand out. In short, the new privacy economy rewards relationship building over surveillance. So lean into it and stay ahead. The end of lazy marketing. The end of cookies is not the end of digital marketing. It's only the end of lazy marketing. All it means is that companies can no longer use harsh surveillance methods to profile customers. Those who resort to unethical means can be easily thwarted with privacy-focused browsers and ad blockers and will eventually be caught by enforcers of privacy laws. Instead, companies must innovate, respect privacy, and create authentic connections using zero-party, first-party, and cohort data. In this new era, the brands that win will be the ones that see privacy not as a barrier, but as the foundation of sustainable, trust-driven growth. Aspiration Marketing is here to help. Our expertise in inbound marketing positions us to guide your business through this evolving landscape. We partner with you to build trust-driven marketing systems utilizing first-party data to deliver value to your audience. By aligning your brand with the new standards of transparency and customer consent, we help you establish lasting relationships, outperform in a privacy-conscious market, and sustain meaningful growth.